Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Director Perry Plummer currently serves Governor Maggie Hassan as the Director of New Hampshire Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Director Plummer participates regionally as the United States co-chair of the International Emergency Management Group and nationally as the vice chair of the National Governors Association Governors Homeland Security Advisors Council. Prior to his appointment to this position, he served as the Director of New Hampshire's Fire Standards and Training and Emergency Medical Services. Director Plummer joined the New Hampshire Department of Safety after a 25-year career with the City of Dover Fire and Rescue, where he spent the last 9 years as an award-winning fire chief. Director Plummer has also provided public safety and management consulting services throughout New England and New York. So let's roll right into it then. So, Director Plummer, I'd like to start by basically asking you a pretty interesting question that I think we've seen more recently since the attacks in Newtown, Connecticut, and that's really, is school security a homeland security issue?
You know, that's a great question. Certainly the mission of homeland security isn't static. You know, we operate in a dynamic environment, and as such, we need to be dynamic in both response and prevention. With that being said, school security and keeping our children safe is everybody's mission. We really can't do our jobs every day. We can't, as Americans, we can't go along every day in our lives without knowing our children are safe when we send them to school. So it's paramount to our economy. It's paramount to us feeling good about what we do and going to work every day. So yes, it is a homeland security issue for sure.
And can we prevent those active shooter incidents from occurring at schools?
So, you know, there's a debate out there. Can you really stop active shooter events? If someone nefarious is going to do something, can you stop it? And, you know, it's my opinion is yes, you can. With that being said, you don't see active shooter incidents in prisons because there's bars, there's armed guards, there's, you know, someone with someone every time they move. So, yes, we can do it. We could make our school prisons. With that being said, we don't want to do that. First of all, we couldn't afford it as a, you know, local jurisdiction or a country. Second of all, it's not an environment we want to have our children live in and learn in. But also, somewhere between a prison environment and totally open campuses where people can come and go as they please is that happy medium. And each jurisdiction really needs to find that happy medium of what risk they're willing to take based on a great education environment. But there are a number of things that we can do and continue to do, both as local jurisdictions, state government, and federal government, to increase the safety of our school so we can still have that great learning environment, but also provide a high level of security and safety for our children.
So that leads me to my next question. What exactly are you doing in New Hampshire to address school security?
So like many states, you know, we, after Newtown, we looked at our school security measures and put a multi-discipline task force together to take a look at that and say, what can we do to make our school safer? First of all, there is no one measure that's going to make your school safe. It's a series of measures that you need to take and look at to make your school safer. So first and foremost, it's collaboration. You know, you have to have Department of Education, your school principals, your school superintendents, your local law enforcement, fire, EMS, Homeland Security, Emergency Management Director, school nurses, teachers, parents, all at the table to talk about some of these things to really provide the most comprehensive school safety and security program you can. In New Hampshire, you know, we got together and looked at it and started deciding, okay, so what's our first step? So our first step based on requests from our Department of Education was safety assessments. I think that a lot of superintendents get asked at the podium from their school boards or their parents, are our schools safe? So the first thing that we looked at was an assessment, a safety assessment for the schools so that question could be answered. So the first thing that we did is we put a multidiscipline group together with all those partners that we talked about to develop a self-assessment. And we sent that out to the schools so they could go through their school with a series of questions. You know, do the windows lock? Does someone monitor who's coming in and out of the school? Those types of things that they didn't need an expert to go and answer for them. They could do that self-assessment. which is no cost and not a lot of outside involvement. They could go through that and answer their own questions. Once they looked at doing that, we developed an on-site assessment program and put an on-site team security assessment program together where we put someone from Homeland Security leading the way and met with each school's local law enforcement, fire, EMS, EMD, school facilities, and the school leadership and went through the schools and actually do a school security assessment and then provide them a report back that they can review the recommendations and decide what recommendations first make sense for them to do that they can afford. And then it's kind of a roadmap going forward for funding and or for planning purposes. So really our school assessments are based on three things. One, surveillance. You know, what eyes do you have throughout your school and around your school so you have early detection of something that may be suspicious activity? Then the access control. Who can come in and out of your school and how do you monitor that and how do you govern that as far as who's coming in and out of your building? Should they be there and do they need access to that area? And then the third is, should something happen, where is your emergency alerting? Emergency alerting for the teachers, the students, the school resource officer, those types of things. And then the second other piece of emergency alerting is how do you notify the public and or parents what's going on and so it's their help, not a hindrance. So we developed that and we've been going out and doing our schools with great success. It's a voluntary program. A school doesn't have to get involved in it, but they've been able to have a great response from the schools in Hampshire. And to date, we've done about 65% of the state's public and private schools with a security assessment, K through 12.
So Director Plummer, what did you find out while you were conducting these assessments?
One of the things that we found when we were doing that, just that security assessment, was the lack of emergency preparedness and planning as a whole. So in New Hampshire, there's a law that states that every school has to have an emergency operations plan, and that's outstanding. And there's about 30 states that I believe have that law on the books. With that being said, we found that the plans weren't being systematically and consistently reviewed and then exercised and trained. So we implemented a program there at that point to help do technical assistance, to write emergency operations plans, and then we've instituted a push for exercises within schools, starting with the crawl, walk, run, start with training, then a tabletop, then a workshop, and then we've done a full-scale exercise in some of our schools. In one school district, we actually had active shooter events in two schools in one jurisdiction simultaneously and exercised those. And so we've been helping them with rewriting their emergency operations plans, doing some workshops, tabletop exercises, and then full-scale exercises. But certainly, that's only one piece of the puzzle. We also did school mapping programs. So all schools were mapped. Their floor plans were mapped. We provided a four-series mapping process, which looks at it from an aerial standpoint. So emergency response personnel can look at where staging should be, how to bring resources into a school should an event happen. And then we map right down to classrooms and floor plans with numbers. And those were distributed throughout all the emergency response disciplines, police, fire, EMS, and tactical teams. So they have those plans on file should an event occur in a school. Then we found that a key asset was school resource officers. So we put school resource officers, we started having meetings with school resource officers to see what their role is, made them key partners. We've run conferences for school resource officers, and we're trying to develop a school resource officer association so they can learn from each other because that school resource officer is a great resource, obviously, during an emergency event. With that said, you continue to have to do a lot of little things. We've done a lot of exercises. We've done about 100 exercises in the last 2 years in schools, most focused on active shooters. We've developed an active shooter checklist and policy development working with local law enforcement in schools. And one of the pieces that we've really tried to increase, and we're just starting it, and we need to increase it more, is dispatcher training for active shooter incidents, not only in schools, but across our state. That key component of that caller that takes that call from either a teacher, a parent, a student. And really then we've focused on things like incident command. So should an event happen in a school, all the resources are coordinated through a unified command or an incident command system that everybody's working under to make sure that the scene is run as efficiently as possible to save the most lives. And then we've also looked at our warm zone EMS system, which is a big thing across the country, looking at our warm zone to try to get our EMS personnel in to stop the dying and then stop the bleeding. And so we want to get those EMS folks in there as quick as possible. So a well-designed warm zone EMS program will save lives should an event happen. And then we've developed a grant for a school emergency notification system. which allows a teacher to click on a screen. It goes right to dispatch. It goes to local law enforcement, police officers, to their cruiser or to their phone. And so they get early notification that something's going on with an identification of where that alert is coming from. And that allows us to save minutes during a response. And then the last piece is looking at see something, say something, and making sure that suspicious activity reporting is everybody's responsibility and what that is, and trying to do some training for that see something, say something program for that early intervention. So certainly, you know, those are all pieces of the puzzle to make our school safer, but no one thing is more important than the other.
Absolutely. And it's great to hear New Hampshire is taking the response to active shooter incidents in schools so seriously. That being said, are you sharing any of these best practices with other states surrounding New Hampshire?
Absolutely. You know, certainly a lot of the things that I've mentioned have come from other states as well. As we look at Homeland Security directors throughout this country and we get together and meet, and the National Governors Association has really taken on this as one of their priorities, and we've done some surveys, and similar things are going on in every state in the nation. And we get together in one of the Special and Emerging Issues Committee for the National Governors Association is looking at school safety and security, and we share best practices twice a year when we get together as a group and then individually. So the other states are doing similar things. Colorado has a great notification system, Safe to Tell, and basically what that does, that allows threat information to come in anonymously from students, and so you have that early intervention. So that's a great program. I know that West Virginia's got a website that all those documents and all those best practices and all contact information is on in one location for school first responders and schools to share. So, you know, across this nation, there's a lot of good things going on in schools, and I think you'll find similar things going on in every state. With that being said, if someone has a good idea out there, typically they're sharing it with the rest of us, and we're implementing it. As each state progresses, our nation will progress as well with this school security system.
That's great. And I agree. I think that National Governors Association is a great way for our HSAs and Fusion Center directors to share that information across the nation. So just to wrap up, Director Plummer, I have one final question. I have to ask, since I have you on the phone, who has the best ski resorts in the Northeast? Is it New York, New Hampshire, or Connecticut?
There's no question that New Hampshire does. That goes without saying. And so if you want statistics, I'll send them. They may not be accurate, but I'll send them to you anyways. That proved that.
Excellent. Excellent. Sir, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.